So this is a talk about modal synthesis using SynthemodeLER. SynthemodeLER is software for doing physical modeling, sound synthesis, which is a technique where you use the physics, you simulate physics. Oh, I'm running through. Here we go. So if you use a computer to simulate the physics of a system, you can, in real time, you can use the physical variables to synthesize sound. And that's an interesting approach you can use for making music, because it's just another, you can have a lot of different controls for controlling the sound, and you can explore different ways of doing that and create new timbres that you might not discover otherwise. And so it's kind of an interesting thing to learn a little bit about. And so that's why we had suggested having this talk. So Pascal Kopp and Zach Berkowitz have both worked on this. And some of the text is in German, and I apologize. I guess I'll just read it in English, though. So an introduction to modal synthesis. What is that? It's when you take something that's vibrating and model its resonance frequency characteristics using a computer. So basically, there are a bunch of frequencies that are decaying, and for each frequency, you have, you know, what the frequency is in hertz, so how many times it oscillates per second. You have a decay time, which is measured in seconds, which describes how fast something is decaying. So if it has a long decay time, then it takes a long time for the sound to decay. If the decay time is very short, then the sound decays very fast. And it's also important to have an amplitude. And so you can take any sort of impulsive sounding sound and decompose it into frequencies with decay times and amplitudes. And in this case, so if you're doing this in SynthemodeLER using the resonators object, it makes a certain assumption, which is that basically the system that you're modeling starts from a zero displacement. So it starts with an initial velocity, but the initial displacement is zero. So that means the sound is described as a summation of exponentially decaying sinusoids. If you have a different boundary conditions, then you would also have some decaying cosine terms here. But in this case, these are eliminated for a somewhat complex reason. But basically, you can guarantee something about the phase of this system, which means that in SynthemodeLER, then when you connect all these different objects together, it will be stable. Whereas if you don't meet the phase requirement, then you might violate the Nyquist stability condition, and then it goes unstable. So that's something you want to avoid. So that's why these models are limited in this way. Here are some more pictures of this, actually. And so often, if you're studying mechanics or Newtonian physics, you would think about what is an exponentially decaying sine wave, what is the corresponding mechanical model for that? Well, it's a mass connected through a spring to ground, and there's also a damper connecting the mass to ground. So you can kind of imagine sort of setting that mass in motion, and it moves up and down for a while, and it stops. And if there's just a little bit of damping, then the decay time is very long. If there's a lot of damping, then the decay time is very short. And in SynthemodeLER, we incorporate all the friction into the links themselves. So in SynthemodeLER, this is just a mass connected by a linear link to ground. Are there any questions about the basis of modal synthesis? Yes. Oh, I guess so. I guess so. Yes.
So, now,
yes.
Okay. I was wondering, there was written psychoacoustic maybe on one of the slides, or maybe I was mistaken. Yeah,